The bottom line is to get more soybeans, more corn, more meat products beyond the borders of the U.S.
And that's LaGrange County farmer Kerry McKibben, who also serves as chair of the Indiana Soybean Alliance Market Development Committee. He and other Indiana corn and soybean producers recently returned from Colombia from the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Latin American Product Showcase.
Representing the soybean industry in Indiana, why should I promote pork and beef in other countries? What's so much more efficient for us to consume these raw products here and send the value added someplace else?
He says the market in Colombia for U.S. beef, pork, and poultry is rapidly growing, and he even saw a pork loin from Indiana Kitchen being sold in a store there.
The biggest surprise, because that Indiana pork spare ribs was actually in a high-end liquor store that also sold meat. It was a higher-end store that was mainly a liquor store, but it was also selling Indiana products.
He recommends that the different checkoff programs continue working together to grow the value of all U.S. ag products.
If we just decided for Indiana, we're going to go to Colombia, and then another checkoff decides they're going to go there, and we do it separately, it's just not an effective program, where if we combine our efforts, it does make a more effective program.
In 2022, U.S. beef and pork exports used more than 35 million bushels of Indiana corn and 7 million bushels of Indiana soybeans. I'm CJ Miller.